Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. What would it take to rescue the U.S. economy? Unfortunately, the U.S. government owes, on an accrual basis, more than $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. Even the recent USA Today article on the actual $5 trillion deficit for 2011 confirms this magnitude of the entire federal government debt. Unfortunately, again, the entire wealth of the United States is not sufficient to pay off this existing liability. It will never be possible to pay off this debt at the current value of the U.S. dollar. There are only two possible outcomes to this mountain of debt. One, the U.S. government will simply default on much of this debt and promises of future payments. That means that Treasury debts will not be repaid and that future Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, military and civilian federal government employee retirement and other liabilities will simply not be paid at all or only to an insignificant percentage. The second alternative is for the U.S. government to hyperinflate the U.S. dollar into being almost worthless. That would enable the government to pretend that it is fulfilling its obligations, but not in dollars of equal value. In addition, the U.S. government would have to live within its own means by reducing current expenditures 80 to 90%. Since Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, agricultural subsidies, bank bailouts, and other payments to beneficiaries make up the majority of federal expenditures, a high percentage would need to be cut even if the defense budget and interest payments were 100% eliminated. Such actions would inflict extreme hardships on Americans. However, there simply aren't enough assets to make good on politicians' past promises. Even if the U.S. government tried to fulfill these promises, it could not do so. What Americans are facing is a smaller crisis now or a larger catastrophe later. The decline in expenditures would result in a much smaller federal government. Scaling back government would then make it possible for entrepreneurs to create jobs and rebuild prosperity more quickly than if they had to deal with today's bureaucratic behemoth. You might be thinking that politicians won't go for such a rescue plan. Sadly, I agree that prospects are slim to non-existent. However, this is exactly what the U.S. government did to bring a quick end to the 1920-1921 depression. What? You never heard of that depression? That's because the policies I have just outlined were largely implemented, which resulted in the soaring prosperity of the 1920s. I'm sure you've heard of the Great Depression, which lasted far longer because of the use of the same policies that politicians are pursuing today. Think about it. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for being a good listener.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.